You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired.
The Biden administration announced a plan yesterday to offer booster shots to Americans 8 months after their second dose of either of the mRNA vaccines, beginning on September 20th. This plan is contingent on authorization by the FDA and recommendations from the CDC's advisory committee. Healthcare workers, nursing home residents, and other older Americans will be the first to get their shots. Officials say additional data needs to be reviewed before unveiling a plan for boosters for people who received the Johnson & Johnson shot. In other news, Texas officials asked FEMA for 5 precautionary mortuary trucks as COVID-19 continues to sweep the state. COVID-19 deaths in Texas have tripled in the past 2 weeks, and hospitalizations and cases continue to rise. Despite this, Governor Greg Abbott has been embroiled in a legal battle over his efforts to ban mask mandates. Yesterday, the governor himself tested positive for coronavirus. According to his office, he is fully vaccinated and is not experiencing any symptoms so far. And New Zealand went into the highest level of lockdown for the first time in over a year after community transmission of the Delta variant was detected. At present, 10 cases have been reported, and genomic sequencing has traced the outbreak to Sydney. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has told New Zealanders to expect that number to rise in the coming days. At present, the lockdown is expected to last 3 days for most of the country and 4 to 7 days in 2 suspected hotspots. Mask use will also be required for people over 12 when visiting places providing essential services.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.